Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Lives of the Sahaba program with myself, Muhammad Bam, and online I have is Maulana Muhammad Karulia from Speaks. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Now we can get on with the program.
Jee, jazakum Allah. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, you would remember that we are discussing a hadith with regards the manaqib, with regards the virtues and the merits of the Ahlul Baytin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the household, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have with us today a hadith recorded by Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha. And you would recall that previously also we quoted a hadith with regards the virtue, the merit, the status of the Ahlul Baytin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More specifically, a hadith with regards the virtue of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha and her husband and her children. And that hadith was narrated by none other than Aisha radiallahu anha. And then I mentioned to you that this is proof that there was no animosity between Aisha radiallahu anha and Fatima radiallahu anha. There was no animosity, ill feelings between the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No animosity between any of the Sahaba and Fatima al-Zahra and her children radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Now listen to this hadith. You'll see the same point surfacing one more time. Aisha radiallahu anha says that one day, Kunna azwaj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indah. We, the spouses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were with him. Faaqbadat Fatima. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter Fatima came. ما تخفى مشيتها من مشية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And her walk was identically the same as the walk of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. She walked exactly like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. There was absolutely no difference between the way Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها walked and the way Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would walk. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha continues. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha approaching, he said, مَرْحَبًا بِبْنَتِي مَرْحَبًا بِبْنَتِي welcome to my daughter. ثُمَّ أَجْلَسَهَا and then he made her sit down. ثُمَّ سَارَّهَا and then he spoke to her. He whispered to her. And as he spoke to her, as he whispered to her, bakat buka'an shadidan, she began crying very, very bitterly. Falamma ra'a huznaha, sarraha athaniya. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her sadness, he spoke to her for a second time. He continued speaking to her. He whispered to her again. And this time now, fa'idha hiya tadhaku, she began smiling. She began laughing. She began smiling. فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم left. فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم سَأَلْتُهَا عَمَّا سَارَّكِ I asked her, what did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say to you? What was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whispering to you?
قالت ما كنت لأفشي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سره. So she said, I cannot disclose the secret of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I cannot disclose the secret of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, فلما توفي, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away, سألتها, I then went back to Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, and I said to her, عزمت عليك بما لي عليك من الحق. I implore you on the basis of the right that I have over you. لما أخبرتني, please, now you have to inform me, I've got a right over you. I am your stepmother. I am the wife of your father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which therefore means that I have a right over you. So you will have to inform me. Tell me why. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell you first when you started crying? And then what did he tell you after that, due to which you started smiling? So this time Fatima said, Ammal an, fanam. Now I will be able to tell you. Ammal an, fanam. Now I will be able to tell you. She says, Amma hina sarra bi fil amri al-awwal, fa innahu akhbarani inna Jibra'il kana يعارضني القرآن كل سنة مرة وإنه أعرضني به العام مرتين ولا أرى الأجل إلا قد اقترب فاتق الله واصبري. She says, أما حين سارني في الأمر الأول, when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم whispered to me the first time, he had informed me that إن جبريل كان يعارضني القرآن كل سنة مرة. Every year, Jibreel used to read the Quran to me once. But this year, إِنَّهُ عَارَدَنِي بِهِ الْعَامَ مَرَّتَيْنِ. This year, he read the whole Quran to me twice. Should we say he read the Quran to me? He revised the Quran to me? You know, this was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Jibreel. Every year in the month of Ramadan, they would read the Quran to each other. Read the Quran to each other, but this year, Jibreel, we revised the Quran twice. وَلَا أُرَى الْأَجَلَ إِلَّا قَدْ يَقْتَرَبْ. And I think that this is an indication that my death is close. وَلَا أُرَى الْأَجَلَ. I don't think anything about death إِلَّا except that it's close. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاصْبِرِي. Therefore, O Aisha, fear Allah, وَاصْبِرِي, and have patience. فَإِنِّي نِعْمَ السَّلَفُ أَنَا لَكِ. Because I am excellent precursor for you. I'm going to leave the dunya before you, which means I am a precursor before you. Will be going to the akhirat before you, and I will be excellent precursor for you. Fatima says, when I heard this, bakaytu, I began crying. فلما رأى جزعي, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my anxiety, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my concern, saw my uneasiness, he whispered to me for a second time. He spoke to me for a second time and he said, Ya Fatima, O Fatima, ألا ترضين أن تكوني سيدة نساء أهل الجنة? Would you not be happy to be the queen of the women of Jannah? There's two narrations here, or two versions rather. Actually, the narrator narrated this hadith, one of the narrators along the in the chain of narration, is doubting whether the words were used by the Prophet Islam. Was it, Ala taktardayna, are you not happy that you would be Sayyidata Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah? Or did he say Sayyidata Nisa'i Al-Mu'mineen? Would you not be happy to be the queen of the women of Jannah? Or would you not be the happy to be the queen of the women of the believers? So this was when Fatima radiallahu ta'ala had begun smiling. Wa fi riwayatin fasarrani. فأخبرني أنه يقبض في وجعه فبكيت. A different version of the narration says that Fatima says that فسارني, when Nabi Alayhi Salaam spoke to me for the first time, he informed me that أنه يقبض في وجعه, that he was going to be taken away in this present illness of his. That this was his final illness and that he would be leaving the dunya soon. So Fatima said, فبكيت. ثم سارني, then he spoke to me for a second time. فأخبرني
أني أول أهل بيته أتبعه. فضحكت. Then he told me that I will be the first member of his family. That I will be the first member of his family to follow him. And that فضحكت. And that made me happy, a smile. That I will be the first member of my family to follow him, meaning that it wouldn't be long after he passes away. That I would also pass away, and that I would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go to another hadith with regards the manaqib or the merits of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But remember again, as we previously mentioned, that when the hadith speaks of Ahlul Bayt, when the Quran speaks of Ahlul Bayt, it's not confined to Fatima radiallahu anha, her spouse and her children. In fact, it includes them also, but it also includes the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, here's a hadith. And the narrator is, yes, a Sahabi, Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. And Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu says, قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فينا خطيبا. One day, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم stood among us, delivering a sermon, بماء يدعى خما. And this actually transpired at an oasis that was known as خم. And this خم, this oasis of خم, was بين مكة والمدينة, in between Mecca and Medina, somewhere en route to or in between the on the road between Mecca and Medina. فحمد الله وأثنى عليه. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم comments by praising Allah. ووعظ وذكر. Then he admonished us and he reminded us. ثم قال. And then towards the end he said, أما بعد. ألا أيها الناس أو people, إنما أنا بشر. I am just a human being. إنما أنا بشر. I'm just a human being. Meaning that I'm not Allah. I'm not a deity. And being a human being, listen further. يُوشِكُ أَيَّأَتِيَنِي رَسُولُ رَبِّي فَأُجِيبُ. Soon, the messenger of my Allah, the messenger of my Rabb is going to come to me. فَأُجِيبُ. And I will accept the call. And I will respond. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. I'm a human being. And soon the messenger of Allah is going to come to me. Which messenger of Allah? The messenger of Allah whom you and I know as Malakul Maut. Soon the angel of death is going to come to me for Ujib. And I will accept the invitation of Allah. I will respond to the call of Allah. Meaning that, O people, innama ana bashar, I am a human being. And soon I am going to leave this world. Wa ana tarikum fikum uttaqalain. When I leave this world, I will leave among you at-taqalain, two weighty things, two items that are very, very weighty, two entities that are very, very weighty. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. One of them being the Kitab of Allah. One of them being the Qur'an, فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ, in which is guidance and light. In which is guidance and celestial light, nur. فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. Therefore, hold on to the Kitab of Allah. وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. And hold it tightly. Hold the Kitab of Allah. And hold it tightly. فَحَثَّ عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Sayyid bin Arqam says then for a little while, Nabi alayhi salam continued encouraging us to adhere to the commands of Allah. وَرَغَّبَ فِيهِ. And he encouraged us to do so. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And then he said, and the second of the two weighty entities that I will leave behind me when I pass on to the hereafter, وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي. وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي. And my household. And the members of my family. أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I warn you of Allah with regards to the members of my family. أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I warn you of Allah with regards to my family. Meaning that I warn you. Don't abuse my family. Don't fail in respecting and honoring my family. Because then you will face the punishment of Allah. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ. And in one version, Nabi alayhi salam said that I leave behind myself two weighty items. One of them is Kitabullah, the Kitab of Allah, the Book of Allah, wa hablullah, it is the rope of Allah. Man ittaba'ahu kana 'ala al-huda, whosoever will follow it will be on guidance. Wa man tarakahu kana 'ala al-dalala, and whosoever will abandon it will be on misguidance. Now, we did one hadith with regards the manaqib, or with regards the status of Fatima radiallahu anha, something which you and I supposed to have known for a long time, which we supposed to have known since we were little children, and that is that Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahl al-Jannah, the queen of the women of Jannah. Now we see another hadith with regards the virtue of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a whole, without specific reference to any single member. Nabi alayhi salam referred to his family as one of the two weighty things which you will leave behind after his death. Saqalain. Let's go to another hadith before we terminate a short hadith. Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu says, رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْحَسَنُ بْنُ عَلِيٍّ عَلَىٰ آتِقِهِ يَقُولُ أَلَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أُحِبُّهُ فَأَحِبَّهُ. Bara, Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, I saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam carrying Hassan bin Ali on his shoulder. Hassan bin Ali, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was on the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Allahumma wa Allah, inni uhibbu. I love him, fa'ahibbahu, so you also love him. I love him, so you also love him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with love for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with love for all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even, or should I say, including the household, the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved wives, his daughters, his children, his grandchildren. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us in their pious companionship on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakallah Maulana for that inspiring program. Do join us next week at the same time. For myself, Muhammad Bam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.